I'm just so proud to actually, No, like it's been a bit rough being on the sidelines, but seeing you girls work so hard out there motivates me so much, and I'm so just proud to be able to lead you girls. I feel like we're going to be so competitive and going out there and being a little bit of an underdog, but no, I couldn't be happier to get voted. It's mind-blowing, really. Thank you. Yeah.
Now, that is audio from the inner sanctum, from the inside of the Brisbane Lions change room, when the announcement was made that Emma Zielke would be captaining the Brisbane Lions women's football team. Emma, thanks for joining us on 11:16 SEN. Congratulations. And you're now a part of history, with the Lions.
Yeah, I am. It is very exciting times ahead.
Well, when you talk about exciting times, you know women's football so well. You actually appeared in the Western Bulldogs colours a year or two ago. Then the draft happened, and of course, so you girls that had played in the Melbourne and Bulldogs games were split far and wide as part of that drafting process too. So how's it been for you? Because there are exciting times again, but you've already had a level of pretty good exposure.
Yeah, no, it's been a big journey to get to where we are now, and getting picked by the Brisbane Lions, I had a few people ask, where do I want to play? And obviously my first preference was to play for the club that I've been so heavily involved with for the last few years. So to be on this journey with the club that I really do love is huge for me. And having the experience in the past exhibition games has just helped me to where I am today.
So you've captained Queensland. You've won the Queensland Women Australian Football League Award for the best and fairest as well.
Yep.
You're up there in the top echelons, aren't you? I mean, and that's why you've been handed this captaincy, or you've earned this captaincy.
Yeah, I mean, I've played a fair bit of footy in Queensland, and they've always looked after me here, and I just kind of try and work as hard as possible and give back to the game in Queensland. Just want to grow the game here and inspire the next generation to really reach the top level. And now that we've got this league in place, it is there for the girls to see. And I mean, Queensland football has grown so much since I've been a part of it, and to get it to where it's at now and to have this Brisbane Lions team in place is outstanding, and I'm so glad that the Lions got a license to be in it.
Emma, you talk about inspiring potentially the next generation. Who were the footballers, male or female, that inspired you as a young girl growing up?
Well, because I grew up in Queensland, I actually didn't have a role model or an inspiration from football, AFL. I grew up with Dad barracking for the Brisbane Broncos.
Yeah, so I would have thought it was rugby league and Union Stronghold.
Yeah, so when I switched over when I turned 19, I guess I kind of jumped on the bandwagon of Hawthorne, and seeing Sam Mitchell and Luke Hodge, I've always tried to look up to see what they're doing on and off the field. So those guys are really good, role models for male and female footy players. But I guess coming up in these exhibition games, you look at the likes of Daisy Pearce, and she's inspired, not just the younger girls, but there's so many girls that in this league right now that look up to her, and I guess I'm one of them as well.
So why did you jump off the rugby league or rugby union bandwagon? Why did AFL have that attractive nature for you to be able to say, no, I want to chase this as my sporting pursuit?
Well, I did play soccer, and I just wanted a change of sport. And we there was a group of us that kind of just looked up a local club, and I swear, like, I went down to one training session, and I have not looked back since day one. And the team culture, and you make friends for life from that first team that I've played with. I've still got the mates from there, and that's 10 years ago now. So having that bond and just the sport in general is just so exciting and fun to play. So I think, like, if anyone ever does want to give it a go, just go down to that first training session and I reckon they won't come back to any other sport.
It's certainly growing and it's capturing more and more hearts and minds of young women everywhere. Did you have a look also potentially to the other side, the more Queensland-based sport of, say, a rugby sevens? We saw the women's side at the Olympics absolutely storm through. Did that ever get on the radar for you?
Probably not rugby sevens. I did actually give rugby league a go. I went down and watched the women's grand final there, and I think the first tackle someone broke their collarbone, so I was a little bit put off by that and said, yeah, I might give my hand a go at AFL, and yeah, I just went to the first one, and obviously it's still pretty physical with AFL, but I actually love that part of the game is the physicality, and a lot of people are surprised when they watch a women's game that they don't realise how physical it is, but it is just as physical as the men's game, and I think that's what a lot of the girls like about it.
Talking with Emma Zielke, who is the captain of the Brisbane Lions. I hope I'm saying that name right, Emma. So
yeah, you are.
It'll be a name that we all get to hear a lot more of. We've seen at a lot of the clubs, some of the guys involved operationally with the men's side of football have switched over to the women's side of football. Who's involved at the Lions?
Yeah, we've got two assistant coaches that are ex-AFL players at the Lions. So we've got Roger Merritt and Brent Staker.
Roger the Dodger. How's he going at training?
Yeah, he's great. All the girls love him, and he's brings so much to our team. And obviously, he's in the back line coaching the girls there. And it's just so good having his knowledge on just the little tips and tricks that we haven't really been given. And obviously, he's been a defender for his whole career. So getting that off of him and his world knowledge is great. And the same down the other end with Stakes. He's obviously been a forward line player for a few years, obviously, other than that time he got knocked over the head by Barry Hall. But he's been really valuable as well. And obviously having Craig Starcevic as the head coach, bringing all the knowledge he has from the midst of background of sporting clubs he's been a part of, and obviously playing for the Magpies, we've got a really, really good coaching panel. We've also got David Lake, who's our midfield coach, and he's one of Queensland's most decorated coaching coaches. So we've got a really strong panel. They all bring something different to the group, and the girls are just absolutely striving off of all the experience that these guys bring to us.
So when you're talking Roger Merritt, you're talking Daniel, whose nickname is Roger, is that right?
You're not
talking the Roger Merritt.
Fair enough. I'm talking Daniel Merritt, Straubs.
Yes, okay. Didn't know if you're all just getting the file out and sharpening your elbows a la the original Roger Merritt style. But
I'm just so used to calling him Rog. So.
Yes. Well, he'd be good. He was a pretty robust character as well.
Yeah, he is. He's he brings a lot to the group, not just in the coaching panel, but he cracks a lot of jokes, and he's gotten along so well with the girls. Got a great personality, same with the Stakes, so they've fitted in really well.
Emma, tell us, how does training work? Because many of the girls are still working full-time or at least part-time as well. How does your week unfold?
Yeah, so we train every night other than Thursday's our day off. So we've got two gym sessions Tuesday and Saturday, and then the field sessions are Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It's always after 5:30 that we kick off, just to get so girls can get there. And obviously there's a few exceptions if girls, because we have got a couple of girls from the Gold Coast and the Sunshine Coast, so we all know when they can arrive and that type of thing, but it is it was tough to start off with trying to juggle your energy levels, I suppose, because we do have a few girls out in the sun all day, and the heat here isn't that nice. So the girls are just trying to adjust, and everyone has adjusted pretty well to working full time and then coming to training, and the levels of energy still seem to be up, but yeah, I think everyone's juggled it quite well.
And what about the travel component? Because when that 6 or 8 weeks of the women's AFL kicks in, you'll be traversing the continent, you'll be travelling different parts, and work will be difficult at that time because you'll be spending a fair bit of time in the plane.
Yeah, so we've been given the dates of what days we will need to ask work off, and some girls have got a pre-arranged with their workplaces that this is footy is my priority, and most of the girls have got a really supportive workplace that say, yeah, that's fine, you can take these dates off. They've given plenty of notice, and I mean, some of them are just more supportive than others, but and they don't need to take annual leave and that type of thing. But I think everyone's workplace is really committed to these girls knowing that footy is their priority, and it is hopefully it's going to one day be their full-time job, because we do have a lot of younger girls, so they're in the good time frame. But all in all, I think everyone's so supportive of it, so that the girls can work around it pretty easily.
Now, for SEN listeners, tell us the most exciting player in the Brisbane Lions uniform, someone we can keep an eye out for, high flyer, maybe hard-running defender, is it a goal-kicking forward, who is it?
Yeah, we've probably got a really exciting forward line, like Sabrina Frederick-Torb, she's one of our marquee players, but she's been training the house down, and it's such a nice luxury to have her up there, I guess, in the forward line. And even if you don't kick it to her advantage, she still manages to grab it out of the air. So she's been training the house down. But we've got, I guess, Kate Lutkin. She's a pretty mature player, and she's really strong-bodied, and she hasn't been exposed to any of our exhibition games or anything like that, so I think she's going to be a bit of a surprise packet for us. She's a really hard winning footy player. She's a defender, she can go forward, she's just got the whole package, I guess, and she's been training really well as well. So I think there's so many to look out for, but those two ring a bell at the moment.
And where will you be lining up, Emma?
Probably through the midfield. Yep. Maybe thrown back in defence a few times, but I think we've got a really dynamic game plan, so that we've got a few girls that can play in different positions, which is a luxury for us. So you could find one girl in the forward line one week and in the back line the next. So it's pretty good going with the selections for us.
Well, congratulations on being the inaugural captain. Well done. Obviously, the captaincy announcements are coming out a bit at the moment. The Fremantle Dockers have opted for Cara Dunellan. She's going to be leading the Freo. So you know her pretty well.
Yeah, I've played footy with her, and we've played against each other a few times as well. So she's a really well-deserved captain as well, and I'm sure she's going to do a great job for the Freo girls.
Good luck, Emma. Good luck. Go well with the Lions. We look forward to seeing you on the field.
Thanks for having me.